Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, George Carlin and the American Dream. You have to be asleep to believe it. Let's get right to it. The late, great comic George Carlin did a 3-minute and 12-second comedy skit just a few years back, just before he passed. It basically encapsulated the entire thrust of what the Occupy Wall Street movement was all about. Only a handful of people actually have a say in the affairs of our country, and that is because they own literally everything. The land, the buildings, the corporations, the banks, and most importantly, the airwaves. They therefore own all of the rest of us. They have us by the balls. They tell us what to think, how to react, what to focus on or not. The top 1% know only too well that, for the most part, most of us will do as we're told and not bother thinking about any big picture. They know full well that the 99% of the rest of us are too bogged down with our own respective daily dramas, survival, and that we will never mount any real concerted threat directed at their monopoly of power. We, in effect, play the part of the victim all too well. We allow the mighty plutocratic machine to ram us up the arse continuously and relentlessly with that big red, white, and blue shaft, and we don't really work up much of a lather to offer up a real objection or complaint. We can only muster up a tinny whine and just continue to muddle along. Having lost so many hard-fought rights and privileges over the past 30 to 35 years to these plutocrats, they are now going full bore after our Social Security. And Carlin suggests that they will get that as well. He closes his skit with a complete refutation of the so-called American Dream. He intones, quote, "It's a dream because you have to be asleep to believe it," unquote. Worker bees of the world, throw off your blinders. You have nothing to lose but your own myopia. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.